Originally, when we were developing this show, Petersburg was one of the first locations that we went to. And from the first phone call, we have only had a great experience, both with the local government officials, the police department, and then also the local residents. Everyone was very welcoming, and I feel like Petersburg is a bit of a hidden gem to us from the lower 48, and I'm really excited to see how viewers react to Petersburg in the show. The officers that we filmed with were great. They clearly have a difficult job, some days more so than others, because of their staffing issues and the fact that sometimes it's just one officer during one shift and they're going solo. It makes for very interesting, compelling programming. And I think that that's definitely going to come across. And I think one of the reasons that I know one of the reasons that they wanted to do this series was to try to get some new recruitment in, use this as a sort of a large platform recruitment tool. But I think a nice side effect is that you're going to see a very human side of these officers and how much they love their community and how they really want to be a part of the community and not feel like they are separate because they are officers. So I hope that all of that comes across on screen and you guys enjoy it as much as we do.
I was wondering about that. I've heard that question or concern in the community about how this place would be portrayed in the series and whether it would be in a good light and people would want to come here or not. But you think they will after seeing this?
I think so, because this is the thing. No matter where you live, even if you live in a quaint New England town of 800 people, everywhere has some level of crime. I think it's what we're trying to capture is that it's unique in Alaska because it's officers that are sometimes coming up from the lower 48 and trying to learn how to be an officer in Alaska. So a great example is in Petersburg, there is an officer that's originally from Georgia, and he gets a call where it's an eagle that's hurt on the side of the road. That's not a call that you necessarily get when you're in Georgia, and it's how do you handle the uniqueness of the calls that come in, and then also just being in what is a pretty remote, small town and trying to adapt and become a citizen of that location in addition to being an officer. And it's a very unique and interesting process. But everyone that we filmed with loved being an officer where they're at. It's just a question of, you know, can they handle the days which are harder than the days which are not. And that's sort of the dividing line of anyone with a job, but it's just really especially more poignant when you're an officer and you're having to keep people safe. And that's the line that they straddle every single day in all of the locations. But I do think that Petersburg also is just beautiful, and that's going to come across on screen. It's just a beautiful location.
How are the episodes structured? Do you switch back and forth between the different locations?
Yeah, we have each of the episodes, for the most part, most of the episodes feature two different locations and that are sort of balanced out within the episode. And so we go back and forth between the two locations. But all the episodes, we try to have a theme or an episodic theme to that that are very specific to the realities of law enforcement in Alaska, whether that's about dealing with nature or to dealing with just being a learning to be a officer in Alaska. There's some personal themes as well as more of a law enforcement theme that are built into the series.
Okay. Did you ever struggle to find stuff to film? It's kind of a quieter time of year when I understand you were here in the springtime, at least in Petersburg, some of the quieter months.
Because this is a documentary series, we don't interfere. We don't dictate calls. We don't, you know, search for things to film. We follow the officers and the calls that organically come up. And so to help with the structure of that, that's why we film in multiple locations. So if one area is a little bit sleepier or there aren't as many calls that come in a given week, we have three other locations that we can rely on. And I think that was a very important show structure because we don't want to, put too much pressure on one police department because they are understaffed and they're so busy, We don't ever want to make it feel like we're intruding, but also we don't want to force anything. So we are organically following the calls as they come in, and we will, there's some locations, obviously Fairbanks gets a lot more calls. You're going to see more of certain cities than others, but they all appear in the show.